This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
This is essentially the same bill that we passed out a couple of weeks ago that we thought was responsible and made complete sense. It just took a week, I think, for the House to come around, and I don't foresee it getting any better than it is now.
As Senate Finance took up HB 1 Thursday, Chairman Eric LaFleur reflected the feeling of most lawmakers, relief that the House standoff over the budget has come to an end. Not everyone is perfectly pleased with the bill, though. As the governor was signing criminal justice reform bills into law, probation and parole officers complained the budget doesn't do enough to equip them for increased caseloads.
We have a need, and it's an immediate need. That's not going to wait for us to get beefed up. That's happening now.
Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt said she has problems with the bill's plan to hold back spending $60 million. In case a mid-year shortfall develops.
The $60 million, it is a little bit of a drop in the bucket. It's not nearly as much as I would like.
But Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden advised.
It's no secret. This is the compromise negotiated by the administration and the House leadership with the knowledge of members of the Senate as well, because we're trying to get this resolved and get this done.
Lake Charles Senator Ronnie Johns was pragmatic.
This is not the perfect budget. We know that. I've never seen a perfect budget, but I think considering what in the world we had to work with this year, it's come out pretty darn decent.
The committee sent the bill to the floor on an 8-3 vote, and the full Senate will consider it when they convene this morning at 9. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.